93KHJ's interview podcasts. Here's one with Rai Samo, who's got a busy month ahead between their talent show and upcoming internet workshops. Christian Thunken from Rise talked with us on the morning show, telling us about their upcoming talent show, thanks to Blue Sky and CBT sponsorship and their course offerings. Check it out.
Thank you for having me, John.
Yeah, good to see you in here, and I'm glad we could get you on the air. I understand that, you know, we're already like a week into April, but you got a real busy month on tap. Looks like you got two different things that are happening across the next couple of weeks, right?
We actually have like a couple courses, the mural, and then the big event is the youth talent show.
Okay.
On actually next week.
Right.
So we're really busy.
And Blue Sky, I see, has partnered up with you on this as well, and they're helping you rise to the spotlight, right?
Yeah, exactly. Big thank you to Blue Sky for that. They're going to be doing a live broadcast.
Okay.
That way for those who can't make this event, they're able to watch it on the television.
Okay.
Facebook Live, of course.
And when your talent show, I mean, what kind of talents are you looking at? Is it mainly singing, dancing, anything beyond those two categories?
So we just left it open to the youth. They can showcase whatever talent it is that they want.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's poetry. It's open to instruments. We got an exciting show that's coming up for everybody next week.
And you got some serious cash prizes involved with this.
Yeah. So that's another thank you to all the other sponsors. We've got CBT. We want to thank Tua Scanlon from Samus.
Right.
We're donating to those cash prizes, G-Day, a couple of different places. We're putting everything together for the event.
Okay.
But, of course, it's a free event.
Okay.
It's a free event, so it's no charge. The main thing we want to focus on with this event is that the youth can be front and center.
All right. And you've got a couple auditions for this, too, right?
Yeah, so we already completed the auditions. We had those last week. We had them on Friday and Saturday.
Did you get a good turnout for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got over 30 different auditions, so people just came out, and everybody was auditioning with different, you'd be surprised, a lot of unfamiliar faces that came out, and it was really cool.
Yeah, you got two first place prizes in the way of $650, so that'll draw some people.
Yeah, we wanted to split that so both groups and the soloists can get a grab at first place. So.
Okay. And how do you award the winners? Do you have like a panel of judges? Is it audience voting?
Yeah.
Or
we got Miss American Samoa, Epi.
Uh-huh.
We've got Jaya, and then Tamiano Ogur. Those
okay.
will be our three judges, and they're going to be judging on a point scale for like creativity, just different categories that we have them working with.
Great. And this, again, is happening on April 16th. So that sounds like that's not this Friday, but the following Friday, right?
The following Friday. And that's a holiday as well. We're going to be starting this show at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2. So it's a little different. It's going to be at the Falealaumi, the Lee Auditorium. So.
And is there admission to show up? Or
Nothing at all. It's a free event.
Okay, so you can watch it online via Blue Sky, or you can just show up and support your favorite group or
exactly.
soloist, huh?
Yep. That's basically the gist of it.
Okay. So that's coming up here. You can follow along on Blue Sky's Facebook page, too. And then you got any questions, contact Chris. You're aware. What's your number, bro?
252-5112.
Okay. And then something else that's really good that you guys are doing is I'm not exactly sure what you call the curriculum, but it's like really just important fundamental stuff on living life, on adulting. These internet workshops?
Yeah, the Internet Work Academy. We are finalizing our third, because we originally planned for April 12th, but with the talent show and everything, we're really stacked with the amount of stuff that we're doing.
Okay.
So we're pushing IWA back. We have an intro to graphic designing course that starts April 19th, and then we'll probably do IWA right after that week. So we're now offering courses that last 4 weeks and then courses that are only 5 days long. So, yeah, we've been busy.
Okay, and these are some really good courses, too. Parents, if you want to listen up, you got Introduction to QuickBooks Online, which is great. It helps you get on top of your finances, especially. And I don't know if anybody's ever used QuickBooks before, but it's really, really good now that it links up to your debit accounts and your credit cards so you can track your spending and make projections and just, you know, get on a budget and save money and budget money that way. Virtual assisting is something else. What's that?
So a virtual assistant is basically a stay-at-home secretary. You can book appointments, you can type up emails, and you could work from anywhere.
So you're an assistant for somebody else.
Exactly.
Off-island.
It could be off-island, on-island.
Okay.
It pays pretty good. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, in the age of teleworking, I can definitely see how that would be a sought-after position. And then introduction to graphic design, and that was what you had mentioned, right?
Yeah.
And then introduction to stocks. I don't know if you guys are following the market. I guess this was in late January where there was some crazy stuff that was happening with the GameStop.
Yeah, the hedge cutters.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of groups that were buying out the hedge fund buyers, the big hedge funds. And so that was a fascinating development. But some people, you know, you can make money on the stock. You can lose a lot of money too, but this just kind of tells you how to navigate that, huh?
Exactly. And how to be basically good at it, just to look out for, you know, the do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you learn enough about it. I have a friend that that's all he does. He just stays home and makes his income doing stocks.
Exactly. It's another internet-based job that you can just do from anywhere.
Right.
That's what we want to offer at Rise, are these different opportunities that people aren't really familiar with.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's, you know, I always thought, like, when I was growing up and going to school, you know, they teach you all these things. You got to read all these different books and stuff and literature. And I'm like, you know, I get out of there. I have no idea how to balance a checkbook. They don't teach you how to do taxes. Like,
oh, man, yeah.
Taxes, that should be mandatory.
Vital, right?
Elective.
Vital.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to pay taxes, right? So you get out of college and you're like, what am I doing here? I go H&R Block and pay some other guy money. I don't have to go do my taxes. So, yeah, this is sounds like you're on the right track here, man, with getting kids geared up with just the information to transition into adulthood. Now, who is your audience for this? Who are you trying to recruit? Is it high school students, young professionals? Could an old guy like me show up for it?
We take anybody.
Okay.
But our best audience so far has been the high school students.
Okay.
Because they've been the most receptive, and they've been, like, our biggest thing is attendance. And, like, those kids, they come in and they can stay every day. They participate. And, yeah, you'd be surprised. Some of the adults don't really participate as much. But that can always change. We're open to having anyone apply for these courses.
All right. And that sounds like that's going to kind of get underway once you get through this talent show, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be full throttle with that again.
All right. So talent show coming up next week, Friday, and that'll be happening, like you said, Lee Auditorium. Yep. And open admission. There's no cover charge,
yeah,
nothing
free,
like that.
So bring your family.
Okay. What time would you like people to start turning up for that?
So the doors open as soon as 2 p.m. and then show starts 3. We're hoping to start this right on time.
Okay.
So whether people are still coming in or not, that's still something that we're hoping everybody works on, but we're going to start on time with this event.
Maybe you need to have a class on that too.
I know, yeah.
How to show up on time. How to start an event on time too.
Yeah.
That island time, I mean, I've been here 15 years, man. I still can't wrap my head around that. I'm like, 7 o'clock is 7 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. So we're hoping, you know, everybody is there on time for it, because we're going to be starting on time.
All right. Good deal. Look for Rise Samo on Facebook. And any questions, talk to Chris here, our studio guest this morning. 252-5112. Thanks to Blue Sky CBT and all your other awesome sponsors. Chris, you're doing great things for the territory. Anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap things up here this morning?
Not much, other than we hope to see this event get packed, and we hope we can do a lot for the youth, and it's a high quality, high impact. That's what we're aiming for.
Excellent. All right. Thanks to Pua Tofiono as well, who set this up for us, and glad we got to get this handled for you guys. So free event, and again, not this Friday, the following Friday. It sounds like the Flag Day holiday.
Yeah.
At the Lee Auditorium. 93 KHJ, John and Seal will be back after this.